CHD3 Detroit, KMPS HD3 Seattle, WBMX HD3 Boston,
and on AOL Radio
and Yahoo Launchcast.
CBS Radio's The New Sky.
This is Intuitive Soul and Friends with Lori Houston and some of the best co-hosts and fascinating topics of consciousness available.
Shift Happens with channeler David Watson.
Tracy McBurney's incredible energy consciousness.
Mikhail Mir's financial consciousness.
And nuclear physicist Thomas Campbell
with quantum physics and consciousness.
It's an incredible mix of the best teachers on consciousness on every show.
Call Intuitive Soul and Friends now.
248-545-SOUL.
CBS Radio's The Sky.
Good afternoon. This is Intuitive Soul and Friends, and we have Tracy McBurney and myself, Lori Houston, here today. Welcome, Tracy.
Hello. How are you?
Good. We are going to open up the lines, so if people have relationship questions, this would probably be a good show to talk about them because it is Love Month and all. So if you have a question, now, again, we will premise this with that Tracy is not a psychic but is an intuitive, which we discussed last month. And so if you are looking for that kind of advice, just know that it will be slightly different and much more helpful. But you can call 248-545-SOUL. That's 248-545-7685, or send us an instant feedback. And Tracy is an intuitive energy medicine practitioner, although you do so much more. I'm not sure that that encompasses everything you do, Tracy, but we'll keep it with that for now.
Okay, so first off, to all those people who are psychics and saying this about themselves,
oh, yeah.
It's just to kind of think, it was just you saying, and this will be more
yes.
helpful.
Yes.
Well, that's well, not a... No, anyway.
Yes.
Just in a different way helpful.
Completely.
A traditional psychic would be telling you what they are picking up in your energy field that you are creating into your future,
yes.
if in fact they're working accurately to do that. And for me, I get into people's energy fields, but I'm not much interested in working from that perspective. I'm more interested in what is caught in your field. Like where are you creating from? And what can we do to bring light to that place so that you can create something different into your future without actually having to say, this is the future you're creating 3 weeks from
right.
next Thursday if you don't smarten up.
Well, it's so, true. That's what happens with psychic readings. I mean, they're not destined. They're just with your energy right now. This is what is a possible future for you with your energy right now.
Yes. So, yeah, just so we're clear, if people weren't listening last week, so I'm more about getting into somebody's field and really looking at what are you holding in there that you are creating from that we could just bring light and just kind of blow up so that we could bring in something different and something new. So anyway, I do like working with that, with people, and it's kind of always interesting to do that on air. It's kind of like, whoa, we have like, what, 3 minutes to do that? That's interesting. I normally have about an hour to function like that in my office. So anyway, we'll move forward if anybody's interested. So I thought maybe what I wanted to start with was something that seems to be pressing in my office these days, and I think quite relevant to people that might be having love relationship issue now, but also relevant for people having financial relationship issue now, anything. And it's this idea of understanding that we have free will. Our souls were given free will. I have no idea when that happened or when that decision got made or if that decision was always that decision, but the fact of the matter is that our souls here, although we are connected to what I call a God or what we could just call divine so we don't piss anybody off, we have as souls free will. We have the free will to be able to make that choice to take that apple from that tree as Eve did in the story of Adam and Eve. We can choose to take that apple that a God said, don't touch that. We can make that choice or not make that choice. We've been given that right now to extensively disobey, or that right to not obey that wonderful voice that we hear inside of ourselves.
Mm.
So in being given that free will choice, whenever that happened, what seems to be coming up in my office is the amount of people that are looking at a life that that they're trying to manifest that is just not manifesting the way they really want it to. They're not seeing financial success the way they'd like to see it. They're not seeing their life turn around. They're not seeing a love relationship come into their life, and they're lonely. And one of the things that's coming up is that they have a past life choice, one or more, that's still operating against them now from a lifetime that they lived previously, or even if you do not believe in past lives, a free will choice operating against them from a previous time in their history in this life. And it also is interesting to see that sometimes we are marred by free will choices that others made for us, and not that others made for us, but others made for themselves. And now we are carrying forward the genealogical patterning for that. So my mother made the free will choice to not be successful, let's say, or to not allow herself to achieve her highest potential. And now because I am allying with her in this life at a very unconscious or subconscious level, I too am making the same choice. I too am following the same path as hers without ever questioning her free will choice or my free will choice around the following of her.
And, of course, this is not necessarily something that is conscious, and usually
it's very unconscious. You know what? If it were conscious, you'd change it, right? Like, Dr. Phil's kind of right. He says you can't heal what you're not aware of, right? So I'm talking about stuff that is deeply buried inside of people, right? And so I just found that very interesting. So I thought we could maybe start the day with that, this idea that perhaps you have, I have, you have, Lori, free will choices that are still operating in this universe, rippling in this universe. This thought I began to germinate when I sat in one of those big open-ended 5,000 people classes of Doreen Virtue at the I Can Do It show last year or the year before. Okay. Anyway, she first mentions this, and she says one of the reasons why people are afraid to make decisions or afraid to make choices is because they know the magnitude of a choice, that it ripples forevermore into the universe. And I listened to her say that. And I literally, in that moment, that was so disturbing to me, to be thinking that way, that I literally said to this divine, is that the truth? And what I got was, yes, it is the truth. She's told you the truth. And I said, oh my God, is that the whole truth? And what I got was, no, it wasn't the whole truth. And so I said, can you please deliver me more truth? Because this is very unsettling. And what I got was, yes, in fact, these free will choices and decisions that are made ripple out into this universe and beyond and will continue to ripple all the way through time and all the way through eternity, going out, going out, going out, going out, going out. But they don't have to be that. You can ask this God, you can ask this divine, to go and capture those free will choices, to go and find those free will choices, wherever they may be rippling into now. Because they'll be rippling at the speed of light and beyond, I would imagine. And you can ask that divine, that God, that is merciful, that is filled with grace, to collect those up and to transmute them for you, to literally stop them from rippling and to change them into something positive. But it goes farther than that. It's like you need some healing. There's a part of you that still may be needing to be healed from that time where you made that choice, because you were not clear in that moment when you made that choice. You were being destructive, potentially, definitely unclear, not operating in your own best interest and not operating in connection with your own divine or your own greatest enlightenment. And so it's almost like, don't just go and find those things, please, and change them for the better on my behalf. Forgive me. I love you. I am sorry if you're following Ho'oponopono, which I love. But it's also to say to this divine, now, please, wherever I was when I created that, when I spoke that, when I thought that, please go back into my Akashic records. Please go back in time and heal me, the me that I was then, that would think this way, that would feel this way, that was needing your help and your clarity, but I didn't ask you and I made this choice instead. In other words, I grabbed the apple as Eve did instead of turning to you for help or looking to you for the knowledge that I really needed. I grabbed the apple and went on my way. I made the choice and said that's the best that I could do. And I just think that it's never the best that we can do if we're not connecting with that divine intelligence part of ourselves. And I just see so much war and so many arguments and so many people on this planet. And you know, I'm looking at what's going on even now in the United States with the Republican and the Democratic Party. And to me, there really is only one answer. You know, the answer is what is best for everybody. And if we would just connect in to that really wonderful, divinely intelligent part of ourself that understands and remembers our connection to oneness, then people would start coming up with the same answer. Right? And our free will choices would come from that place. In other words, I'm almost thinking that maybe the greatest surrender that we could make is to surrender back our free will choice to this divine. To say, I am choosing to accept that you have my best interest at heart. I am choosing to accept that you are taking care of me. And whatever I was given in the past, which is free will choice, I deliver it back to you. Mm-hmm. And I put myself fully and completely back in your hands. You create the love relationship that I haven't managed to do with my free will choice. Like, it's a good thing to hear. You create the love relationship that I have not managed to manifest, the one that's going to bring me out of this state of loneliness. You create that for me. Because down here with my free will choice, I have made a mess. And I've been lonely for 17 years, and I am destitute, and I eat TV dinners for dinner, and watch every single television program on the planet until 2 o'clock in the morning when I find myself asleep. And somehow I call that the way. Or I say, I'm just waiting. And to me, it's like maybe the thing that you've been waiting for is an opportunity to surrender your free will choice back to this God.
That's an interesting concept. We would have to be connected enough to hear the guidance, or would we just accept? What would that look like?
Well, isn't that interesting? Because that's what people will say to me in my office is, what does that look like?
Yeah.
What would that look like? I'm not going there. What would that look like? What am I signing up for? Why don't you try surrendering your free will choice on a particular topic that you don't care so much about and see what happens? Like, why don't you try surrendering your free will choice for your relationship with money? Your whole relationship with money, your free will choice for your whole relationship with money, how it works, how it operates, how much you have, how much you don't have. Surrender it for 1 month, for 1 week. And see what happens. See what happens now that you've put God in charge of your money. Now that you put the divine intelligence part of you in charge of your money. What happens? It's an interesting... Can we afford a week? Get all your bills paid ahead of time. Right? Just because you're freaking on what I'm suggesting right now. Get your bills all paid ahead of time. Paid up to date with Bell or whatever that is, your telephone bill, your cable bill, and all of it, because you're only going to do this for a week. Hydro's paid, everything's paid. Things can't come crashing down, and I won't have creditors. And your free will choice is saying just for 1 week or just for 1 month. What happens? How much more savvy do you become with money? What are the interesting thoughts that you start to have in your relationship with money as you sit with your God, as you sit with your divine intelligence for that week around money?
We're going to go to break right now. So think about that when we come back to break. We'll talk about this and more. We're listening to Intuitive Soul and Friends with Tracy McBurney and Lori Houston. You can give us a call if you have a question. 248-545-SOUL. That's 248-545-7685. Or you can come in on instant feedback right on the homepage. You're listening to Intuitive Soul and Friends with Tracy McBurney and Laurie Houston on Sky Radio, powered by CBS.
CBS Radio, The Sky, and NewSkyRadio.com are presented only for entertainment purposes and are not responsible for choices and decisions made as a result of such advice or other information offered.
Gonna feel like hell tonight. The tears of rage I cannot buy. Understand, are you strong enough to be my man? My man. Nothing's true and nothing's right.
Radio's The New Sky.
Back to Intuitive Soul and Friends with Laurie Houston. Call Laurie now.
248-545-SOUL.
CBS Radio's The Sky.
The Sky.
Welcome back. You're here with Tracy McBurney and Laurie Houston. Tracy can be found on the web at Tracy, T-R-A-C-Y, McBurney, M-C-B-U-R-N-E-Y.com. So TracyMcBurney.com and... Well, we both have, probably links back to my site to get all the shows that we've done. But,
you know, I've been really bad about that. I am not a techie person.
That's okay. I got them all.
My book's coming out soon, and I confessed it all in the book.
So we were talking about free will choice. And, I mean, there was a whole bunch of things we talked just as we got off air.
Because we were having a great discussion.
We were. Part of it was, you know, once you make this declaration, because I'm going to make a declaration on the air that Tracy, we're going to come back in 1 year to see how that went for me. But, you know, one, that gets rid of all the free will choices of the past.
No, what we're going to do, we're going to do two things.
Okay.
Well, actually, it doesn't allow the free will choices of the past to interfere with what's going on between you and love relationship. Right?
Okay.
But it doesn't do that as far as all your free will choices from the past. I said to you all, basically, you can come up with your own affirmation, but you are speaking to this God, you're speaking to this Allah. I don't care what the name is that you use. I use divine on the air because I just don't want to anger anybody. Mm-hmm. Non-denominational. You're speaking to that highest part of you. You're speaking to the part of that is connected to something beyond all of us. And you are literally giving permission because, again, your free will is still operating. So it's all about giving permission. And you're giving permission to this divine, to this God, to this Allah, you're giving permission for all free will choices that you have made as a soul, this lifetime or another, that are binding you at this time still, and that are still rippling in this universe and beyond. You are giving permission for all of them to be found and to be transmuted by this divine, to be changed for the better, just those that are operating, no longer operating in your highest and best interest. Because there may be free will choices that have been rippling for 300 years that are operating in your best interest, and we're not asking for any of those to be touched.
Right.
If they're working for you, that's great. We're talking about all of those choices that are not, including those that were made not just by you, but by somebody else that you are now bound to. So we are asking that. Okay, so that's where I would start for anybody that's just kind of going, wow, this is kind of a curious thing, this thing called free will choices that they're talking about. I just start there. Just talking to yourself in your head. See, to me, I always say to clients or I say to students, it's, can you talk in your head to yourself in something beyond yourself? I don't care whether you believe it. I'm not talking about believing it. Can you either talk to something that you believe in, like a God, in your head or out loud? Or can you dare to be so foolish today that you would talk inside of your head to something that you don't even believe exists? I don't care whether you believe it exists. This God energy doesn't care whether you believe it exists. All it's waiting for is your permission. It's waiting for you to unlock the door so that it can help you in places that you have not allowed help to come to.
So that's what you've been doing all this time. Like, I've been working now with you for quite a while, and you always say, well, you have to get permission. That's because of our free will choice.
That's right. Absolutely.
I never even knew that until now.
Our free will choice is huge. It's a law of free will, and it operates here. And like I said, I don't know when we got this thing called free will descended upon us.
Right.
Right? I don't know if that's why the story of Adam and Eve is written the way the story of Adam and Eve is. Right? In other words, Eve had the free will choice to take that apple in that story. See, I'm not here to say whether the story is true or not true. Mm-hmm. I'm here to look at the story and go, interesting story. She had the free will choice to take that apple from that tree. And we have, and even then, even in that garden, she had the free will choice. So maybe we have always, as souls, had that free will choice to what they call disobey. But I'd also say just to take a different path. To take a different path, to choose a different way than the way that this divine or this God was not commanding, but suggesting.
Right.
And all, the suggestion being, suggesting in our highest and best interest. So what I'd say for you is...
Okay, so what I've decided what we're going to do here is I'm going
She's
to...
She's so excited.
I am. I'm going to give up my free will choice for love relationships for the next year. Not just a week, not just a month. I'm giving it for a year.
Okay.
And we're going to see what happens.
All right. I want you just to say that. Be very clear. You are speaking to this divine, what you and I might call God.
Right.
And you are speaking to that place. And so speak out loud. You can speak in your head, but this is radio, so you better speak out loud because it could be empty space.
Wait, you're not going to tell me what to say?
No. Just speak out loud to that God and just do exactly what you just did.
Okay.
Say that into the universe.
I'm giving my free will choices, past, present, and future, into the future, to my God with regards to love relationships and how they manifest in my life for the next year.
I surrender it.
I surrender it.
To you.
To you.
Fully and completely.
Fully and completely.
I thank you.
I thank you.
For your help.
For your help.
Mm-hmm. Now, if you're a feeling person, did you feel something as a result of what you just said?
I did.
Yeah, especially when you got towards the end.
Yeah.
When you say the word surrender, it's a powerful word. Surrender doesn't mean I'm giving up. Surrender means I'm giving up on doing it my way. I've done it my way for all of these years, and I'm sitting in my apartment alone, and I'm eating TV dinners. And I've been eating
TV
dinners.
This is not me, but keep going.
I'm making it dramatic.
I know.
Because there is somebody out there that's eating TV dinners, sitting in their apartment alone. And you've been doing it your way.
Yeah.
Or maybe you've been doing it your mother's way, but it was your way to follow your mother. Or maybe you've been doing it your grandmother's way, but it was your way. You are free will choice chooser. It was your way to ally with them on this regard. Mm-hmm. So let's be clear. Lori has not given up her free will choice for anything other than this. So she's not so sure she wants to give up her free will choice to run her whole life. She's just going, you know what? We'll just try this love relationship thing because this has been a real struggle for me and I could use some help.
Absolutely.
And I need to get out of my own way. And she's at least recognizing that she needs to get out of her own way.
Right.
So it's good.
Yeah.
And if you want to take on something a little less of a duration of time, then maybe you're finding food. Maybe your relationship with food. Maybe your relationship with breads. Maybe you're a person that just eats an incredible amount of bread and you know that you are 50 pounds heavier for the fact that you have eaten all of that bread. Maybe you are an addicted to sugar problem person. Surrender your relationship with sugar to this divine for what? A month?
Mm.
What? A month?
That would be powerful.
2 weeks? Is 2 weeks enough time that you could see? You want to do it for enough time that you could see some sort of positive result, not just by your behavior, but by your thought processes. In other words, what are the thoughts that I now have coming into my head that are new thoughts? What are the ways that I'm operating that are new ways? I'm scratching my head going, where did that come from? It's a really, really interesting thing to do, is to surrender some problem that you have just not been able to get a handle on. Just a little bite-sized surrendering. Because seeing is believing. Hearing is believing. Feeling is believing. I'm really talking about taking a little baby step back home to a relationship with your God in a way that feels safe. So you don't have to really, if you're doing something for 2 weeks, go, what's that going to look like? What's that going to look like? Because 2 weeks is 1 week longer than most people take for a holiday, right?
So, good point.
So it's not that big a time deal, right? So you'll live through 2 weeks, whatever happens. I just like it to be a long enough time that you can see some sort of different result. Notice I didn't say positive, because it might not look so positive for you, but it's different. It's different. It's a different way of thinking. It's a different attitude, different thoughts in your head, different feelings in your body. Right? This divine has connection with all parts of you. You just might find in that 2 weeks that you don't want that sugar as much, and you can't explain why.
Right. Yeah, and Yeah, you don't know what can happen. And you don't, by judging it too quickly, that's our big thing, right? We judge everything. So if we think it's negative.
But make sure that you have surrendered, you have asked this divine to literally release you from all free will choices that are no longer operating in your best interest. From any part of your past or any past that you are still following. Because that's important. Because if you do this surrendering to this God and you've got some free will choice that basically does not allow that surrendering to be heard, then you're going to spend that 2 weeks in what's supposed to be a new relationship with sugar, and you're not going to have one, and you're going to think this is crap and this is silly and this God doesn't exist and whatever it is. And I don't want people to have that experience. I want people to recognize, as I do in any of the energy medicine classes, that these affirmations work. The things that we do in those classes work. And what I say to students is, when they're not working, I have to sit there and not go into a place of judgment. I have to sit there and say, what have I not seen? What still needs to be looked at?
Right. Okay, we're going to go to break with that thought. If you have any questions, give us a call at 248-545-SOUL. That's 248-545-7685. But Tracy's just given us a very interesting exercise to do. So think about that. Think about what you could surrender. You're listening to Intuitive Soul of Friends with Tracy McBurney and Lori Houston on Sky Radio, powered by CBS.
It's not time to make a change. Just relax, take it easy. You're still young, that's your fault. There's so much you have to know. Find a girl, settle down. If you want, you can marry. Look at me, I am old, but I'm happy. I was once like you are now, and I know that it's not easy to be calm when you found something going on. But take your time, think a lot. Why, think of everything you've got, for you will still be here tomorrow, but your dreams may not. How can I try to explain? When I do, he turns away again. It's always been the same, same old story. From the moment I could talk, I was ordered to listen. Now there's a way, and I know that I have to go away. I know I have to go. It's not time to make a change. Just sit down, take it slowly. You're still young, that's your fault. There's so much you have to go through. Find a girl, settle down. If you want, you can marry. Look at me, I am old, but I'm happy. All the times that I've cried, keeping all the things I knew inside. It's hard, but it's harder to ignore it. If they were right, I'd agree, but it's them they know. I know that I have to go away. I know I have to go.
CBS Radio's The New Sky.
Back to Intuitive Soul and Friends with Lori Houston. Call Lori now.
248-545-SOUL.
CBS Radio's The Sky.
The Sky.
Welcome back. This is Intuitive Soul and Friends with Tracy McBurney and Lori Houston. Tracy can be found on the internet at tracymcburney.com. Tracy without an E, McBurney with an E.
And a Y.
And a Y. Tracy, you have something that's coming up, just in case anybody that wants to...
Oh, yeah. Actually, it's not actually me, but it's something that I am absolutely heavily promoting. It's a workshop by a gentleman named Richard Flock. And he is teaching meta-medicine and meta-healing, introduction and level one, in Toronto at the Comfort Inn on February the 25th and 26th. That's a Saturday and a Sunday, if I've got my dates right. And again, he's teaching that same intro and level one on April 14 and 15. The times are basically from 9:30 in the morning until about 6:30 at night. And... You can get any information about that on his website, which would be www.yamisick.com. Those are all lowercase letters. It's a really cool website to find your way to. Anyway, he is coming at my urging. He teaches all over the world, but very seldomly teaches anywhere close to here. So finally I said, listen, if I can create it, would you please just stay put for a while, not go to India, not go to Egypt, not go to France, just stay here and teach? And so he's doing that. He's actually committed to teaching all three levels this year. I'm excited. So by the end of 2012, he will have done all three levels. So you can check out the information there. There is still a little bit of classroom space left for February, lots left for April. Want to make that happen because I want people in the level two and level three classes. And meta-medicine, hard to explain here on air. It basically is almost like a rebranding of Dr. Homer's work. We've spoken about that before, German New Medicine, but well beyond that. What I find interesting about Richard is it's like listening to Hugh Grant teach you complicated stuff in a very engaging way, with a lot of comedy and a lot of just a lot of fun moments. So very, very enlightening and also very lively, lovely teacher. And so that's kind of what's coming up in my world, just because I'm promoting that. What's coming up in my world is my book, and so hopefully I will have it all completed, done, published, finished by the end of May. Anyway, that's pretty exciting too, and that's kind of where my focus is, short of actually promoting this for him. I'm not doing much in the way of teaching other than my usual energy medicine class, which pretty much for the listeners here won't be applicable because it's a weekly class that they'd have to come all the way to Toronto for 12 weeks, so probably not. Anyway, we need to get back here.
Yes. Yes.
Okay.
Okay.
How exciting is this? Overriding free will choice from the past.
That's right.
Yeah. Like, I mean, really, honestly, like we are so indebted now. I mean, all over this world, our free will choices from the past could be absolutely one of the huge reasons why we are in the debt that we're in. So anyway, all right. So you suggested that I deliver the affirmation that would come prior to you surrendering your free will on a particular topic. And so basically, you don't have to follow my words. I'll give you an idea of what that might look like. And who am I, really? So I really, like, who am I? I do my best to come up with the words that make sense. And so basically what I would do before I did any of this, before I surrendered any of my free will on any topic to this divine for a period of time so I could experiment, right, and feel a little bit comfortable, I would literally say to this divine or divine God, I give you permission to go into this universe and beyond, including beyond our consciousness, and find in those places all free will choices that I made or that others made that I am following, that are not operating in my highest and best interest. I look to you to capture them now and to transform them, transmute them, dissolve them, if you can.
Heal.
And heal all of the places within me that are still demanding or needing to be healed from those times in my past. Because those were the times in my past where I was not clear, where I was not turning to you for guidance. And I thank you, Divine, for taking care of me now, the way I did not ask you or give you permission to take care of me then. Or in that time, the way I couldn't allow you to take care of me then. And I thank you for your help in cleaning this up so that I am freer now to follow the free will choices that are more guided by your hand as I learn to live in harmony with you again. Thank you, Divine. Thank you, Divine. Thank you, Divine. Okay, guys, so something like that. But really, at the end of the day, I didn't actually say some of those words to you. I allowed some of that to get channeled for this. And one of the pieces that I thought was really important about what I said was we are on a journey of allowing ourselves to live more in harmony with this God. We're going back home. The book that I'm finishing now, the title, I'm Coming Home Messy. We're going back home. Now, that doesn't mean we're all going to get on some spaceship and fly off to Never Never Land. We're going back home to a home inside of us that recognizes that there is light, that there is a luminous field within us, that we are light beings, that starts to recognize what quantum physics is recognizing. It's almost like science is a little ahead of us in what they are discovering is us and all atoms and electrons in this universe, which is energy and light. So anyway, this has been an interesting conversation.
It has.
About all of this free will choice stuff that just has to find a more enlightened place.
Now, there were a couple other things that you wanted to mention. I'm not sure where we want to put them in, but you had the biosignature and the luminous fields and the fact that your cat is in a healing temple. Where do you want to bring in this?
I don't
know.
I don't know.
4 minutes.
Oh, my God, four
for
minutes.
This, and then the next break.
Okay, well, okay, as I was saying earlier on air today, it is my responsibility as a practitioner when things are not working. And when I have worked with all of the things and the techniques that I utilize, and it's not working, and in fact, not only is it not working, something's getting worse. Mm. It's my responsibility, I think, to be able to either look and say, I'm not the person to be helping this person. I need to defer them out somewhere else. Or I need to get quiet and say, what is it that I am not seeing? Rather than go into a place of, God doesn't love me, I'm not loved, oh my God, falling into a victim place as a practitioner. No, I'm not going into a victim place. I'm going into, what do I need to see now? What did I not see last week? What could I not see last week? And so this was really interesting because it happened for a client. And we were doing incredible work. And she will agree, we were doing incredible work. But we could not turn around the negative, obsessive pattern that she was carrying forward around food. She would eat all day, every day, putting food in her mouth without stopping pretty much. And she saw some moments in time with the work that we were doing where she would, for hours or even days, find relief from that behavior. And then something would click in and it'd be right back on target. Well, she was at her wit's end and I had to literally get quiet and I had to say to this divine, to this God, what have I not seen? What is there anything that can be brought forward now to be seen that could not be seen last week, the week before that? And what I got was luminous field. Luminous field. She was holding something at the highest fields of herself, beyond her divine mind, beyond her divine intelligence, in her luminous fields, in her very light body fields. She was holding negative energy, a negative story, right at that place. And I said, what can anything be done about this? And I got, yes, what do I need to do? Ask for this field to be cleansed. I said, is it safe and appropriate in highest and best interest? Yes, it's my favorite phrase, cover my ass phrase. I hope I can say that on radio. It's my favorite phrase. Is it safe and appropriate in highest and best interest? The answer was yes. And so I said, I asked on her behalf, can you please, God, cleanse this luminous field and begin the process of cleansing this luminous field? And I don't see vision in my head so much, so when I do, I get pretty excited about it. I saw eagle. I saw eagle come into my field of vision in this light field of her, and it started to flap its wings and create this vortex of energy within this light field. And it literally, when I asked about it, it was just as my girlfriend, a colleague, had described it to me. It was like this eagle was doing a detoxification process within this field.
Wow.
We'll come right back after break and we'll talk more about this. You're listening to Intuitive Soul and Friends with Tracy McBurney and Laurie Houston. You can give us a call, 248-545-SOUL. That's 248-545-7685. We're on Sky Radio, powered by CBS.
Thursday is a power-packed day here on the Sky. Join us at noon for the I'm Thankful Network. At 1 p.m., it's the Dr. Pat Show. At 4 p.m., Colette Baron-Reed takes the stage for the Colette Baron-Reed Show. The Colette Baron-Reed Show, where intuition, practical spirituality, great advice, a little woo-woo fun, and fabulosity meet. Colette Baron-Reed is an internationally renowned intuitive counselor, educator, and best-selling author who helps others recognize and connect with their own intuition, potential, and purpose. Powerful motivational speaker, charismatic broadcast personality, and acclaimed performer, storyteller, and recording artist, Colette uses her extraordinary spiritual gifts to empower her clients to live a life that is awake and authentic, and to create a reality that is spiritual, deliberate, and meaningful. Call in early. The lines are hot. 248-545-7685. Instant feedback at newskyradio.com. New Sky Radio. NewSkyRadio.com. New horizons, no boundaries. Powered by CBS, Yahoo, and Radio.com.
Radio's The New Sky.
Back to Intuitive Soul and Friends with Laurie Houston. Call Laurie now.
248-545-SOUL.
CBS Radio's The Sky.
The Sky.
Welcome back. This is Intuitive Soul and Friends with Laurie Houston and Tracy McBurney. Tracy is with us every second
Friday of the month, although next month she's probably going to be the fourth Friday because we have our March break. Tracy gets
I'm
to go
going away.
Away. Yeah. Yeah, okay, stop rubbing it in.
I'm in Florida.
All right, so we were talking about the luminous fields, mm-hmm. and that only has come up recently because of one particular client that you just couldn't figure the...
Yeah, and so instead of going into that victim place or going into that, oh my God, what have I done wrong place, I just went to a place of, okay, what's blocking this? Where? What do I need to see? What can be seen now? Now, you'd say to me, well, how come that couldn't be seen last week? How come that couldn't be seen the week before? It is absolutely a reflection of this woman's... She's literally being brought to her knees. And as we have experiences like that, we start to crack open. We start to give up some of the secrets. We start to divulge some things or be more open to some things at a very unconscious level because we're afraid and we're desperate and we're upset and we're giving up. We're giving up. And we're giving up. Yay! Which is so close to surrendering. And I think that's why we could see this. Anyway, right. Okay.
Right. Okay. Well, we do have a phone call. It's from Maria. She has a question about her health. So it's not about relationships,
yeah, that's fine.
But it's a question about her health. We don't have a great deal of time, but so I'm just letting you know, Tracy. So Maria, yep. How can we help you?
Hi. I was just wondering, I've been having some womanly problems. Are they going to work out on their own? Or am I going to need treatment?
Okay. Again, we're not psychics. So mm-hmm. just tell us a little bit about what the woman, like how are they manifesting in you?
I won't stop bleeding. And they tried to put me
you
on a drug
stop.
To stop it from bleeding, and it's still bleeding.
Okay. How long has that been going on for?
Since the 19th, almost a month, since the 19th.
Okay. All right. So I'm just scrolling through.
They keep telling me to wait it out, so I was just wondering what might happen.
Okay. So hang tight a second. Hold on. Okay, so what I am going to do, I'm going to stay on topic. I'm actually asking, I'm connecting into your energy field, and I'm assuming then I have permission because you called and you asked.
Mm-hmm.
I'm asking, I call it God, you might call it something else. I'm asking this God to connect us into the luminous field of you and direct us in that field to this event that is happening right now in your physicality. In other words, everything that's happening in your physicality has a mirror in your luminous field, which is the highest, 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 highest light aspect of you. But most of us don't consider that us at all. It's so light. And so I am trying to get a... Okay. So I've got it. And so I am just asking this God to bring its attention to that part of you, to your luminous field, to bring healing, love, and its divine wisdom to this place within you. I know probably radio really likes dead air, but unfortunately, that's kind of just the way it's going to be. I'm tagging that energy. Okay, there's an emotional ball. There's like a ball of energy. It's starting to be dissolved now. There's like a ball of energy that's in that luminous field. And that ball of energy is like, it's an emotional ball. And if I had to give it names, I'd give it names of anger. I'd have to give it a name of anger. But what I absolutely am getting is that this was in your luminous field, but it is not your anger. So you picked up anger from someone else. Mm-hmm. And I would imagine maybe somebody around you that's around you a bit, because in order for things to kind of stick into the luminous field, mm-hmm. you're usually around these people a bit. Now, I would also say that it probably is a mirror for some anger that you're holding inside of yourself, because when things stick, I would usually say to students, when they stick, they are you. Mm-hmm. On some level, they are you. And that might be old, unresolved anger from, 5 years old. Old, unresolved anger from 7. But it's a match, which is why it got stuck in your field. Okay, so we are not just asking for that healing to come. Because now what it's doing is it's emotionally imbalanced. Whenever we're dealing with emotion, that has the potential to disrupt hormone. Hormones are very much related to emotion. So that's your link here. So things are just off balance as a result of this. So okay. is there anybody that you have been around over the last couple of months who's actually been kind of in fields of anger? I'm not even going to go so far as to say rage, but I'm going to say anger.
Yes.
Yeah, okay. And that's all right. You don't have to share that with us. But that's what this is about. So it's really, you've picked it up. And what I want you to also hear is that it is you. Okay, it is you.
We have less than a minute now.
Okay, there's unresolved stuff in you. And I'm asking this divine to bring healing, not just to that luminous field, but to go into each one of your levels of your aura and each one of your fields, delivering love, wisdom, and guidance. And then with your permission, I don't even know your name, but with your permission to also then enter your physical body to bring balance to this system. Yeah. Now, you over there might actually feel some things. If you're a feeling person, and I call people that can feel in those subtle ways that they're sensing people. And then there are people that are senseless people. And senseless doesn't mean stupid. It just means that you've shut off your capacity to sense at a very... Okay.
Yeah.
So I don't know if you can feel something actually happening in your energy field.
No.
Okay. Then that's fine. What I would say is I think you're going to be fine. You can reach me through my website should you wish to, but I think that this is going to sort this out for you. And that's what I think has caused the problem. Okay. And so hopefully that will be enough to heal the anger issue inside of you that attracted this outside of you.
All right.
Okay.
Thank you very much.
Okay.
And you've been listening to Intuitive Soul of Friends. Thank you, Tracy, for giving us again a very insightful, and we've gotten some great tools today. So Tracy can be found at Tracy McBurney, Tracy without an E, and so TracyMcBurney.com. And myself, Lori Houston at Intuitive Soul. May love and grace be your guides to creating the life you desire. You've been listening to Intuitive Soul and Friends with Tracy McBurney, Lori Houston on Sky Radio, powered by CBS.